AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A gun safety group says the satirical outlet The Onion is the winning bidder in the bankruptcy auction for the InfoWars platform.
It's just poetic justice.
John Feinblatt, the president of the group Everytown for Gun Safety, created after the shooting deaths of children and educators at the Sandy Hook Elementary School in 2012. The families are part of this transaction, turning Alex Jones's InfoWars platform into a gun safety site.
We expect them to take our content and turn it into the kind of stories that The Onion is so famous for.
Jones owes the Sandy Hook families more than $1 billion, found guilty of defamation, calling the school massacre a hoax.
Painful, cruel misinformation.
Alex Jones was still broadcasting when news of the sale broke and was said to have appeared to be distraught. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chair Dick Durbin wants the House Ethics Committee to preserve information it's gathered on former Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz, President-elect Donald Trump's nominee for Attorney General, and also share it with the Senate. The investigation involves whether Gaetz engaged in sexual misconduct and illicit drug use and sought to obstruct government investigations of his conduct. Gaetz has denied the allegations. Syria's state news agency says Israel has carried out 2 airstrikes on a western neighborhood in Damascus. At least 15 people have been killed. South Africa's government says it will not help an estimated 4,000 illegal miners inside a closed mine in the country's northwest province as part of an official policy against illegal mining. The miners in the mine shaft are believed to be suffering from a lack of food and water after police closed off the entrances. Ford will pay a penalty of up to $165 million to the government for moving too slowly on a recall and failing to give accurate recall information. This is AP News. Some changes on a morning TV show.
From NBC News, this is Today.
Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
Today show viewers already know Craig Melvin. He is the news anchor for the first 2 hours and the host for the third. He will replace Hoda Kotb as the co-host of the 7 to 9 a.m. hours and continue to host the third. NBC has yet to say who will co-anchor the 10 a.m. hour, which Kotb does with Jenna Bush Hager. Kotb's last day will be January 10th. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
It's being called Operation Bear Claw. The California Insurance Department says 4 people from Los Angeles were arrested, accused of defrauding 3 insurance companies out of nearly $140,000 by claiming a bear had caused damage to their vehicles. The department says video shows it wasn't a bear that did it, but someone in a bear costume. A costume was later found in the suspect's home. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.